This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You go to the store or you order something online, you go to pay, you pull out your credit card or you point your phone at the reader. A couple of seconds later, you're on your way. You may be all set, but you having used your credit card to pay has enmeshed you in a behind-the-scenes free-for-all of lobbying campaigns and press releases, corporate decision-making and congressional politicking. Retailers are none too happy at the fees they have to pay whenever a consumer swipes or taps to pay, and they want Congress to do something about it. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
Hot oil and hand-cut fries bubble and roil in a fryer at Donovan's Pub in Woodside, Queens. Watching over them is co-owner Dan Connor.
When you think of, you know, restaurants that are in the middle of a neighborhood that everybody knows each other, that's Donovan's.
Also getting fried is Connor's patience.
You can't make money, and you can't survive.
Donovan's Pub, like many restaurants, is at the crossroads of economic trends that are eroding its bottom line. Inflation, rising labor costs, rising utilities, and credit card fees.
Yeah, the swipe fees have gone up over the years, and people are more inclined to charge their meals now, to charge anything now.
Every time a customer swipes their credit card, the merchant, the restaurant, the store, pays fees. Online orders require even higher credit card fees because the risk of fraud is higher. More people are ordering online these days, and more people are swiping their cards more often in general, maybe for convenience, maybe for reward points.
Yeah, when we first took over 11 years ago, you know, we were doing probably 50, 60% of our business in cash. And now that's probably down to, you know, 10%, 20%.
So more of his very thin profit margin goes to credit card fees. Merchants paid $126 billion in credit card fees in 2022, an increase of 20% from the year before, and more than double from 2013, according to the Nielsen report.
It's now at the point where swipe fees are the third highest cost for restaurants right now, behind food and behind labor.
Sean Kennedy is an executive vice president at the National Restaurant Association. Some of the increase in what merchants are paying credit cards is inflation and more swiping. But merchants say it's also due to credit card companies and banks raising their fees. This is a big part of the fight that's been stewing between the retail and credit card industries. Credit card companies say their fees have not changed much. Richard Hunt is executive chairman of the Electronic Payments Coalition, which represents credit card companies and banks that issue cards.
Our rate has remained at 2% for the last decade. Tell me what else has remained flat over the last decade. Not a cup of coffee, not donuts.
But merchants point out that that is an average of hundreds of different kinds of rates for different cards and different merchants, and conceals increasing numbers of high-end credit cards that charge merchants higher rates. Doug Cantor is general counsel for the National Association of Convenience Stores.
A lot of times what Visa and MasterCard will do is they'll create new rates, leave the old ones in place, and say, well, we didn't increase all these rates in here, and they sort of average out all their rates, even though they know the banks are issuing more cards at the higher rate.
A credit card that earns you all those travel miles, that tends to charge merchants a higher fee. Merchants aren't allowed to single that card out. If you take one kind of Visa, you have to take them all. Nor can they tell consumers they're going to charge more for using that card because of the fees. Merchants from gas stations to ice cream shops are lobbying to regulate credit cards and inject more competition into the industry. Credit card companies argue that the market is plenty competitive. Capital One's plan to buy Discover could make both of them bigger competitors to other credit cards and banks that issue cards. The industry also says regulation that reduces fees would threaten one of consumers' favorite perks. Again, Richard Hunt with the Electronic Payments Coalition.
There's no doubt reward points would be severely reduced or not even at all in use anymore.
But merchants point out rewards programs still function well in countries like Australia that have regulated credit card fees. And so the battle between industries rages on with hundreds of billions of dollars at stake. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.